Story 8, titled Chaos in the Kennel. These are stories from Shoney, the retired sled dog, brought to you by SledDogPodcast.com.
Well, hello there. I was just thinking about how serene and calm our kennel is. See, not so long ago it wasn't. Would you like to grab a patch of ground and listen? I would call this story Chaos in the Kennel. Do you know what chaos means? Well, for me, it meant that we weren't working as a team anymore, and everyone was more concerned about themselves instead of each other. Has your kennel ever experienced chaos? Well, I think it all came about when our master decided to change our feeding schedule to only feeding us once a day. I'm not sure why, but I assume life outside this kennel must have gotten busier for some reason, and he needed to do that. At first, it was hard on our tummies, but later on, it was difficult on the overall kennel, and here's how.
Excuse me, Squirrel. Kindly do your marking on your side. It's just unmannerly, and well, ladies as myself certainly are not accustomed to it.
Oh, sorry, Sophie, but when you got a mark, you know, you got a mark.
Excuse me. Mr. Squirrel, I would really only like to smell my markings and my turnaround. It confuses a young pup like me.
Well, Zadok, you know, when you're old enough to know the difference between smells, I'm pretty sure you'll appreciate having more than one around.
Oh my, such talk around ladies. Really, I protest.
Thus began a little bit of a marking war. But that wasn't the only thing.
Uncle Levi, your hole digging is really bothersome. Why, I have a wall of dirt now, and I cannot see the outside yard.
Sorry, Sheba. When I feel an itch to dig, you know, you just gotta scratch that itch by dig-dig-digging up the sweet aroma of dirt.
Well, how about you try dig-dig-digging on your own property from now on, Mr. Itchy Digger?
Well, as far as I can tell, I'm digging on my own property, and who's gonna stop me dig-digging away?
Well, I might be just a yearling, Uncle Levi, but these fast little paws can build walls, too. Perhaps you forgot. I was the first pup to be born in my litter, and that took a lot of effort, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
As if that weren't enough, in another part of the kennel...
Excuse me there, Royal, but you are chomping on my house.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Silas, I guess I am. At my old home, I used to get them rawhide bones to chew, and now my teeth just ache to chew anything they find. You know, when you've got to chew, you've got to chew.
I can feel your loss, Royal, but try and direct your teeth to your own house from now on, okay?
Well, though it might be your house, this roofline extends onto my property. So technically, it's pretty much mine to chew.
No, Royal. Normally, I'm a pretty good sharer, but when it comes to chunks out of my roof, well, I paw the line.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, all this carrying on was happening every day. It began to break down the unity we had as teammates. We really didn't realize how it all started. It sort of crept in like a fog, dividing us. As a leader, I realized our future running season was in trouble. See, it takes teamwork to run a sled dog team, and if the team was divided and picking at each other, why, we might not even make it out of the yard. Another older lead, Lydia, came up with a solution.
Okay, what we need here are some rules, and since we only get to see the master once a day now, why, we are on our own for the rest. So on the back of my house, here are the new kennel rules. 1. No marking on anyone's property. 2. No digging outside your own run circle. 3. No chewing on anyone's property at all.
Now, that might have helped, but soon the list grew and grew. See, you might think that this would help bring us back together, but as the list grew, we were more divided. We fought with our neighbors, and, well, there was no peace in a place that was once peaceful. Until one day, all the lead dogs gathered.
I know I'm not perfect, but I'm not terrible. And all these laws are just, well, they're impossible to keep. My team is a mess, too.
Little Squirrel, I don't even have any more room in my house for any new rules, and now everyone is mad about that too.
I'm a new lead here, but I might have a solution from another kennel.
What is that, Gabriel?
Yes, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah.
It's hard to follow lots of rules, so we just had a common understanding among us dogs at the old place. If everyone believed it here, I don't see why it wouldn't work. See, the understanding was this. You do to another dog as you would do to yourself.
I'm not getting it.
See, Squirrel, you would only behave to another dog like you would have wanted that dog to behave towards you. See, if you don't want another dog to mark your water, don't mark his water.
Oh, Gabriel, I see. So this would be one lead law that would guide us instead of lots of laws which just confuse us.
Yep. If we get our teams to think of others before themselves, that goes with it, too. See, if I have a hanker to chew, but think that Aquila might not want me to chew his house, and I don't want him chewing my house, well, then we don't need a law that says don't chew. Just an understanding that we do unto others as we would want others doing to us. Am I making it clear for you, Squirrel?
Okay, let me see if I can say it. Do unto the other dog what you would want done to you. Wow, that's a mouthful, but much better than the list on Lydia's house.
I like it, but could we put the new law or understanding somewhere other than my house?
I say, since it's not really like law, let's have everyone memorize it instead. Kinda like a kennel motto. We could even sing it or something.
Hey, that sounds good, Shoney. But let's have a bow-wow with everyone tonight when the lights go off.
Great. Squirrel, the yearlings know how to get off their chains secretly, right?
Yeah, but I'll be in charge of them, so they don't get too excited. Wouldn't want the master to find out.
So that night, we all unhooked our chains and gathered by Lydia's house for the bow-wow. It's the furthest from the big dog house. Now I'm trusting you're going to keep our bow-wow meetings a secret, right? The leaders, Gabriel, Lydia, Squirrel, and I, told everyone the new motto. And Shiva, one of the yearlings, came up with a song for everyone. We decided to call it the Treat Rule, since treats to us dogs are very precious, just like gold is to humans. We also wanted everyone to think of this rule like a treat, which is, of course, yummy.
Okay, everyone. Always treat others like you want to be treated. Always treat others like you want to be treated. Think of others before yourself. And always treat others like you want to be treated.
Oh, that was wonderful. Why, the effect was amazing. Within the next couple of days, the fog of division was lifting. And another thing happened as well. The master started doing chores twice a day again. I wonder if he knew all the chaos that had happened. Until he started feeding us twice a day again, I didn't realize how much I missed him. The more we see him, the more scratches we get. So, it just makes sense. I sure love hearing him say,
"Hi there, Shoney. How's my girl today?"
Regardless, his absence did do us good. The treat rule was something that really helped the overall kennel. We grew stronger by it, and our kennel has not become chaotic since. So how about you? Is your kennel experiencing chaos? Perhaps you haven't heard of the treat rule. Do you treat others the way you like to be treated? Oh, I know it's not easy to say, but I'm certain if you begin trying it, things in your kennel will get better too. It's real hard sometimes to think of others first too, but I promise that it is something that will bless you when you start doing it. See, whether you're the lead dog or not, it begins with you. Hey, let's sing that song together, okay? Are you ready, everyone?
Always treat others like you want to be treated. Always treat others like you want to be treated. Think of others before yourself. Always treat others like you want to be treated.
Good job. Don't you just feel better already? I'm not one to always share my treats, but this treat is easy to share. Go now and share that treat rule with someone else, Or better yet, sing it.
Always treat others like you want to be treated. Always treat others like you want to be treated. Think of others before yourself. Always treat others like you want to be treated.
Excuse me, Shoney. This is off the subject, but I really want to hear about Grandma Wings and that really big race.
Oh, Zadok, you're always trotting down the road, aren't you? Why, maybe next time we can begin the story of the last great race on Earth.
Especially for our friend Calvin.
Thank you for listening. And if you like this program, would you mind telling a friend about it? Or even better, would you mind telling a friend and making a donation on the webpage? Dog food is always welcome. And from all of us from Sled Dog Podcast, happy mushing!